Wayne Craft was the previous owner of the Overlander Steakhouse. He ran it for decades, and he's with us this afternoon. Wayne, hello.
Well, good afternoon. I'm actually shedding a tear here listening to some of those comments, so forgive me if I'm a bit emotional, but
it's a pretty emotional moment.
Yeah, no, 48 years the steakhouse has been in existence, and I actually had my first dining experience when I arrived down from Darwin about 3 or 4 days before Christmas in 1975. And remember it well, or remember walking in there very well.
Take us back to that moment.
Oh, look, I just fell in love with the place even then. It just had character at the time, and I'd like to think over the years that character has been enhanced thanks to big stealing, borrowing. of a lot of the memorabilia, which has come from around Central Australia, and some of it has been donated, but a lot of it was sort of purchased along the way. And it had a soul, and but nothing's forever, and times are pretty tough commercially in terms of finding people who want to roll their sleeves up and take a risk. And there's a risk in any business. It doesn't matter whether it's a car yard or a shop front of any. And so it's tough. So you've got to be either unemployable like I was, or born to the business. So. But I actually, in a past life, had my wedding reception there in January 78, and it's been the scene of many joyous family occasions for me, and that was well before I had the opportunity to buy a share in it, I think in 1988, 89. So, and with that, the pilots' dispute hit regional Australia in 89, which crucified businesses everywhere, Cairns, Darwin, Alice Springs, no cash flow for 3 months, and many people sadly went belly up. We just hung in at the steakhouse and the families and that, but it was really tough times, and you don't recover from those financial hits in 3 months. They actually take 3, 4, 5 years because you still have your obligations to paying your payroll tax or your PAYG tax that you've paid your staff, and you got to pay your tax man because it's their money. But when you've got no money in the bank and no one's lending any money, so there were some exceedingly tough times, but they are far outweighed by the joys of the establishment. And just listening to some of those messages really did bring a tear to my eye.
I will read out more of them, and if you've got one you'd love to share, we'd love to hear it this afternoon on the radio. 1300 019 783 or text in on 0487 99 1057. I was just reflecting on the weekend, when you look around when you're in the CBD, there is a high turnover of businesses. Really, things will come and go. They'll be there for a couple of years, and then it's just really hard going. But the Overlander Steakhouse really, 48 years is extraordinary. What do you think it was that you've sort of reflected on this a little bit, but really, what do you think it was that saw the steakhouse just keep on going, even with those tough times?
Desperation. Look, I reflect back, clearly it is a time of reflection, but I look back when I was young, energetic, hungry, hungry for ideas, and some of the crazy things that I guess I was able to, I don't know where I got these ideas from, but things like the branding.
Branding, what was all that about?
Well, it was rump branding. So we had the little STH brand, and I'd be the world record holder of branding ladies and some men's backsides over the years. And of course, we've got the rafters up on the ceiling, before occupational health and safety became a mainstream phrase. In the good old days, we just used to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like anything went.
Yeah, and dancing on the tables. And people say, did you really do that? And I said, well, we did it every night. So, but times changed, and the likes of the Contiki groups, they had some sort of sad things happen offshore, and they really tightened up what they were allowed to do when they were on tour. And the likes of Contiki used to rage, and sort of within the space of 12 months, they really sort of tempered down.
Yeah, and of course, we've just heard that they won't be coming to Alice Springs anymore.
Yeah, that's because, I could make it. But look, some fabulous times, and I know I still run into people, even without the notice of closure, who remind me that they worked for me 25 years ago, and I said, yeah, of course I remember that.
Yeah,
I
remember you all too well. Yeah. Do people stop you in the street sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, regularly, and reminisce, and It's sort of sad that the place is closed because we one big bash at the steakhouse would have been great.
Yeah, one final bash.
Yeah, but anyway, it's not to be, and it is sad days. But look, Jenny and Mark certainly gave it their best shot, but it's a young person's game, Alex, and they are 5 years my junior.
Still pretty young.
Yeah, thank you. You say the sweetest things. But ultimately, you need energy, you need bravado, and you need, I guess, a willingness to look outside the square and to make bangers and mash a favourite or corned beef. And people look to you, how come that's so popular and so well?
Have you tried
how many? Well, not just because of the quality, but how many, let's say, visiting businessmen that come up here, how many times do their wives at home cook corned beef, let's say? Like proper corned beef with a good old fashioned, white sauce, etc. And the people don't. They look for healthier foods when they're cooking at home. So when the guys used to come up from Adelaide, they'd make a beeline to the steakhouse and just have bangers and mash, and corned beef and veggies and that. And they're not mainstream restaurant meals, but they are mainstream travellers' meals. So you had to have that balance between what the fine dining establishment would like, those who wanted a really good, great quality steak, those who wanted fresh, fresh seafood when we flew it in, or the good old fashioned what grandma or mum used to make all those years ago.
Just really popular. Yeah. Now I want to talk with you about some memories in just a moment. But do you think this is also just a bit of a reflection of what's going on in the market? We've seen Qantas cut some flights. Things are difficult. Our population is kind of pretty steady, even shrinking a little bit. Is it also just a sign of the business times?
You could certainly bring that into it, but I actually think My Kitchen Rules has a lot to do with this.
I love it.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you're blaming reality cooking shows.
Yeah, what's that? Oh, TripAdvisor. I mean, everyone is an armchair, like a
armchair
keyboard
critic.
Warrior. Yeah, and everyone can do it cheaper and better at home. Now, that was always the case, so people would then go out to the steakhouse or elsewhere for a birthday or whatever celebration. But we must remind ourselves that the steakhouse opened up in 1971. There was no television. There was ABC Wireless, and I think 8HA opened up in 1971. There was no casino, so our licences went through to 2 o'clock because if you went out, it was for the night. Where you party until 2 a.m. and find your way home and start again the next day. So everything changes in life. So we can talk about what's happening this week or with Qantas, but I think every business has to adapt. Might have to take a hit, but you've got to be footloose a little bit to sort of ride those storms that you sort of face. So we can find excuses, but ultimately, the new owner of the freehold, I've got no idea what his plans may or may not be, but it's up to him to make his commercial decisions. He would not have bought the building had he not had some sort of vision to the future. So it's not, you've got to sort of balance the fact that Jenny and Mark have decided to shut the doors, and it's all about timing, as opposed to what might be into the future.
All right, we will watch this space on that front. Before you go, can we just enjoy a few of the highlights when it comes to the people who walk through the doors? Actor Tom Selleck and his wife.
Oh, no wife. No, Tom was...
Oh, there was no wife, okay.
Well, there may have been, but
made
no,
that up.
No, Tom and quite a few other American actors came out here in the early 90s, late 80s, and I forgot the names of the films. I used to... Quigley Down Under was one, yeah, and...
I'm remembering from Magnum P.I.
Oh, there you go. And anyway, he and his minder was a very, as you would expect, a very, very strong African-American. What do you call him now? You're not allowed to...
He's an African-American.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the good old days, though, whatever. Anyway, he used to sit in table three it was, and sit back. In those days, you were allowed to smoke in restaurants. So at the end, you'd have the biggest cigar I've ever seen, and he'd drink Johnny Walker Black Label. And that's fine. So he'd come in, not every night, but probably two or three nights a week. So you'd make sure someone like Tom Selleck was protected from the marauding autograph hunters and that.
Yeah.
And that really wasn't a major drama at the steakhouse because it was a matter of respect amongst the diners. But this one particular night, we had, I think, about 90 travel agents from around Australia in the back room. And it was part of a familiarisation. And it was the night that I asked Tom Selleck to autograph the windmill, which is at the bar. So he dutifully said, "Oh, okay, crafty, I can do that." So we get him up there. And, of course, there's this parade of female Australian travel agents just walking past trying to touch him up while he's up on the ladder.
Gosh.
And
oh,
to
goodness.
The point where his... where his mind was sort of getting very sort of agitated by this, and Tom looked down and winked at him and said, "She'll be right, mate. It's all okay," in the best Aussie language. It was just a funny night, and I'm sure the travel agents, there's plenty of photos around. And that's before digital sort of cameras. But and the other one, that if we've got time.
We absolutely do.
Yeah, look, Bill Hunter, the Australian actor, and God rest his soul. Bill, I caught up with quite often in the state. I got to know him through the steakhouse, and he was basically the mentor of all these young Australian and American actors, so that when they came here for whatever, Kangaroo Jack, doesn't matter, there's a myriad of movies that he was part of, that were some part filmed in Central Australia, Priscilla being another one, of course. He used to come around to places like the steakhouse and he'd be the godfather figure, so he'd know exactly whose shout it was, and of course it was never his.
Yeah, of course.
But they just, you know, it was a larrikin, but he was just sat back then, hurled court, and such a dry wit, and, Rod Taylor was another one who came in and very similar disposition.
Bob Hawke, former Prime Minister.
Bob and Hazel came in for a Labor Party function, I think, in the very late 80s or early 90s. And there's photos, I think I've left them here at the ABC, but of Bob serving soup out of the billy cans. And
Got him working that night.
Well, yeah, look, he was happy. He was in his own environment. And good on him, though. He was with the party faithful. And I don't know if the photos went viral, which happens these days, but it was a classic sort of Bob Hawke. And they both seemed very happy with each other at that particular night anyway. But, look, there's been many, 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 many people that have come through, but when I had the steakhouse for that 27 years, the one rule was that no politician was allowed to autograph the wall or the windmill, and that provided much frustration for quite a few of these ego-driven...
Is that so you could say...
That was a blanket, yep, sorry, no politicians allowed, I'm happy to accept your money, but you're not going to autograph the windmill, sports people and, television stars and all of that.
Very politically smart, Wayne Craft.
I don't know about that, but, anyway, here we are. So, anyway, it was great days, great memories, and hopefully, I've already shed a couple of tears, sort of on my own at home when Jenny told me that the other night that it was the last night. And I know there's lots of listeners who may not be shedding a tear, but let's not be afraid to raise a glass or a beer or wine or whatever and just reminisce on the good times that we've all had together.
Absolutely. Wayne Craft, such a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you.